Hi, this is Lauren Jubilier, and I just want to share this audio with you about the summer solstice that will be happening on June 21st at about 6:07 a.m. on Eastern Standard Time. And solstices are 3-day windows of ceremony where we get to call in the light of the sun. And in ancient times, there were many sacred spaces where people set up stones to track the sun at summer solstice, and there'd like be a little pinpoint through the rocks, and it would be pointing at something. And you could say that the ancient ones were really animating the story they wanted to see. They were lighting up. They were focusing and lighting up pieces of reality that they wanted to bring in. And so we want to ask ourselves, what qualities do we want to invite in during this really powerful portal of summer solstice? Where do we want to focus this light in our lives and in the world? It's a really powerful time to honor the invisibles, the ancestors, the invisible healers, all the different invisible parts of our support team, because during solstice, there are portals that are open, and inviting magic in a very conscious way is what people have done for eons. So what I'm going to do is talk a little bit about summer solstice, a little bit more, lead you through a brief sort of invocation, and then I will pull out some of the highlights of the summer solstice chart. The chart of the solstice and equinoxes is really like the birthday for the season. And so it's a way of looking at what are the major astrological energies that will be present that we can work with in the summer. So I'll go through some of that with you, but I'll be reconnecting with you in July before the eclipses, the triple eclipses that are coming, and talk a little bit more about the energies of the summer. And then finally, at the end of this, I'm going to share with you about Mars retrograde, because on June 26th to August 27th, the planet Mars, the red planet, will be retrograde throughout the summer. And by the way, very visible in the night sky, very big and bright and red and beautiful to look at. But I'll share with you what does it mean and how do you work with it. So we will begin with just a really brief, what is summer solstice? So in the Northern Hemisphere, the summer solstice, June 21st this year, is first of all, the longest day of light, the most hours of sunlight that we have. And in the Southern Hemisphere, it is the least amount of sunlight that you have. And but it is nevertheless the time that the sun enters 0 degrees Cancer. We'll be talking a little bit about Cancer, which is really about inviting in the Big Mama, which it seems to be part of the story that we really want to invite in right about now. And so summer solstice is a time where people lit fires and celebrated and really acknowledged that these really powerful portals and doorways were open into the invisible realm, and where many gifts and many blessings can come through, and where we can really focus this light with our intention, with our group intentions and our group prayers. So we are also at summer solstice in the time that we're living in a time when every 26,000 years, the summer solstice sun is at a place in the sky in what is known as the Silver Gate. And the Silver Gate is what the Greeks refer to as the place in the night sky that is between the horns of the bull in the constellation of the bull and the feet of the twins. And this is where the sun is during this time of year, and it can only be here every 26,000 years. And this Silver Gate is a very sacred place where there is a lot of incoming blessings, a lot of incoming energy that is new. It is the energy of the new consciousness that's coming in. And some mythologies say that this is where we incarnate through. We walk, we incarnate, you know, we ride on the wave of the Milky Way in through the gates of duality and into this realm. And so with the sun being there, the sun is transmitting the light of this place. So what I'd like to do is, and this can only happen every 26,000 years, and it happens for about 72 years. So we have a 72-year window where we are continuing to become magnets to attract this new consciousness, this new energy that's coming in, bring it into our bodies, bring it into our hearts and our minds, and live into it, even though it will take us much longer than we would like to allow this new consciousness to really change our structures and our paradigms, that the world is reflective of higher consciousness and higher love that we're all bringing in. We have to be very patient, but at the same time, we have to be very persistent and using every opportunity to absorb and assimilate and digest and be the doorway that this light comes through. So this solstice is time for us to do that together. And as has been done for eons. So what I'd like you to do is just for a few moments, and it'll just be a few minutes, breathe into your belly. Just notice yourself sitting or walking or lying down, where whatever you're doing while you're listening to this. Maybe you're driving in your car. If so, fast forward a few minutes. This is probably not a good idea to do while driving. But just take a few moments to breathe into your belly and soften the belly. See a beautiful root system from your root going all the way down into the center of the earth. Sending your hello into the center of the earth. Sending your gratitude, your awareness of her presence, and letting her send her hello and her spirit back up through this root system and into your belly. And just take a few breaths to continue doing this, sending your hello into the center of the earth and allowing Gaia, the spirit of the earth, to send her hello back into your belly. Now see a beautiful river of stars, the Milky Way. Our sun is where the Milky Way is crossing the planetary fields, the ecliptic. And see our sun riding on this river of light and coming through a beautiful silver gate. Shimmering, shiny, bright silver gate, sort of like a gate at Stonehenge, but made of light. And seeing the solstice sun just beaming in her light, traveling on a river of stars through that gate and down into the top of your head, like thousands of bright diamonds. Breathe this light in through your head and into your heart, feeling it as it comes into your heart, melting and softening every cell in your body and shimmering. And then exhale this light all the way through your whole body till you feel this pulsing coming down your arms, down your belly, into your legs, out your hands and feet. So let's do this together a few more times, seeing the beautiful radiant sun coming through a silver gateway, something that might look like Stonehenge, but made of shimmering silver light, and breathing that sun all the way into through the top of your head, seeing the glistening, sparkling, diamond bright light landing in your heart. And exhaling that light throughout your whole body, feeling it shimmer, awaken and quicken you. And letting this light spill out around you, for about 3 feet so that you're in a cocoon of this light. And letting that light go down also through that root system and right into Gaia. See the whole world shimmering with this diamond bright light so that we are grounding this and adding this light into the grid of planet Earth. The planetary grid is awakening with this light. And just allow yourself to feel like a beautiful golden sun or even a light bulb that is shining bright. And bring anything into your consciousness that is bothering you or any areas of pain or suffering in the world. The solstice sun is when the sun enters 0 degrees Cancer. Cancer is the archetype of Big Mama. So breathe that energy of nourishment and love and support and protection. The love that Big Mama has for all of her children. Breathe that into your body and radiate that light out. Especially to all the mothers today who are experiencing their children being ripped from their arms. And for all the children who are alone in detention centers. See the light of the solstice sun lighting up their hearts, lighting up where they are, comforting them, loving them. And seeing the whole earth light up with this light. Now, coming back into this room and into your body, I'm going to just talk a little bit about some of the astrological energies that are being ignited by the solstice. And also just encourage you every, you know, a couple of times throughout the day, breathe that sun in through the top of your head, let it land in your heart, and let it ignite your whole body, and then just radiate this light, feel it inside of you, feel the deliciousness, feel the love, feel the light, feel the peace, feel the healing, and become like a star and let it radiate out. Let it radiate out to all that need healing and love and care. And then bring yourselves back and do this a few times a day. This is our way of bringing the solstice light, inviting it into our world, calling it in through this portal of power and focusing it. You can also take time throughout the next few days to honor, acknowledge, and invite in the invisible healers, the beloveds, the mama bears, the ancestors, the well and bright ancestors into our world for the purpose of healing and for the purpose of increasing love. So the archetype of Cancer is the archetype of the mother, the archetype of the heart. Summertime in Chinese medicine is the time of the heart. The time, you know, the image we have of Cancer is of the astrological image, the glyph is of two breasts. So the sun enters Cancer at 6:07 a.m. on Thursday, June 21st, Eastern Time. And what's interesting about the chart for this day is that, I'm just looking at it, we have Chiron squaring the sun and Saturn opposite the sun within a few degrees, forming a T-square, which is a pretty stressful energy. So what does this mean? Chiron has to do with wounding and healing and mentoring. So when so here we are at summer solstice, a time of celebrating love and beauty and inviting in Big Mama and inviting in love and nourishment and support. And what's happening in our world, what we're being made incredibly aware of, is the incredible cruelty that is happening in our country of ripping families apart And so our consciousness and the world's consciousness is being directed at this right, or at this solstice gateway. And what's somewhat interesting is that this certainly isn't the first time this has happened in history, where children have been ripped from their parents. In our country, this happened during slavery, repeatedly, regularly, routinely. This happened to Indigenous people who were taken from their homes and put into Christian schools. However, at this time, our awareness is being made very acute of the horror of this, that it is not acceptable. It is not okay, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, whatever, you know, country you're from, whatever political persuasion you're from, whatever your religion is from, you know, all the first ladies, everyone is coming up and saying, you know, not everyone, most people are looking at this and going, this is not acceptable. This is not how we treat other human beings. And so this is very different from a couple hundred years ago, when this was more accepted as a normal thing. And so we can say we have come, we have evolved from the past couple hundred years, so that we know that this is wrong, and there is a big feeling of pain and wounding and like brokenness in the heart, you know, for all the mothers within all of us are suffering and feeling the pain of this and the desire to do something about this. So when we have a new season, there's an energy of immediate awareness of wounding and suffering and a desire to make a difference and a desire to do something about it. And at the same time, there is this frustration we get with Saturn opposite, where it's not exactly sure what to do. One can write their senators, one can make phone calls, perhaps there'll be marches. But people can speak out. People, ultimately, you know, what we can do is vote in November and change the people who are in power. And yet that isn't something we can do in this very moment. And so that, there is this just feeling of this softness in the heart and this pain that's really reverberating throughout the world, that's kind of being amplified by the energy, but also a possibility of this becoming a huge issue that unites people rather than separates us, because it is common ground that many, many people share. We're at this time of tremendous shift, but we're still at a point where we're needing to bring our consciousness to match the incoming new energies. And so the old energies are still present here. They're within us, each of us, and they're certainly present in many of the governments around the world now that are based on old paradigms. And it's important to remember that the new paradigms and the new structures are being birthed, but they are taking taking tremendous patience. It may be decades before we really see the structures and the governments and all of the paradigms lining up with the amount of love and care and consideration that people are energetically embodying now. And these gateways into a new season are times that we are really opening ourselves up to receive these new energies. And at the same time that we're very acutely aware of the pain and the suffering that is in our world right now. And it's also an opportunity to call on that big mama to make our bodies themselves portals to bring in this light and radiate this to the world and bring this into the grid work of our planet. So saying that again, important for us to do that. It's something that we can do besides write our letters, call our congressmen and senators. I'm very excited to see that states are pulling the National Guard away from the southern borders, so that they're not asking their people to enforce this laws that are completely, fundamentally inhumane. And so this is shining light on a certain consciousness in our government right now that is completely inhumane. It's bringing that up. And that is this wounding to this energy of the mother energy, and healing. Chiron is also about profound healing. And before we can heal something, we need to know it's there. You know, we need to kind of open up the wound and let the pus out. And that's really what we're seeing in a big way. Some of the other energies that are happening around this, well, the moon is in Libra at the time of the summer solstice. And Libra is all about creating new paradigms for community and for relationship so that we are moving more towards collaboration, collaborative structures. And how do we, so again, when you are intending, creating your intentions for the summer solstice as this powerful energetic gateway, one of the things to intend is that we move more profoundly into finding ways to create collaborative structures, to create conscious equal partnerships in all our relationships with our beloveds, with our friends, with our communities, in our work environments, in our governments, and to visualize and see that energy seeding now. The seeds are being set now. When the seeds will root, take blossom, and become the dominant paradigm, you know, that's a bigger pay grade than ours. We don't know, but we know that we are planting those seeds now. And in the areas of our own personal lives where we can bring this in, this is a season to really reflect on that. How can you make your relationships more conscious? And we have Venus in Leo, the divine feminine, and fiery Leo, another mama bear kind of energy, and she's conjunct the North Node at the time of solstice for these few days, which is a real empowerment of the feminine, and not just any feminine, but the fiery, the solar feminine, the feminine, the strong, fierce protector, the lioness, and an activation of our creativity. And in fact, the summer solstice coming in through the Silver Gate, that is an area of the sky that brings in creative energy that's new, that hasn't been seen before, energy that we are assimilating and digesting that brings in the shift in consciousness to help us create these new paradigms, and that is incredibly creative. And what we have is Venus assisting in that process and energizing powerful creativity, powerful, big love energy that we can connect to from the feminine. And what we have also is Jupiter and Neptune and Mercury trining. And what this means is a real expansion of the invisible realms, of the creative realms, of the spiritual energies coming in for us to be able to create with through our communication, through our cognition, through our minds, being able to perceive much more creatively, kind of really out of the box solutions, really connecting with voices of guidance and wisdom. This trine's been going on throughout the year, but it's very amplified and present during the summer solstice. We also have Pluto during the time of the days of solstice opposite Mercury. So this is deep engagement with the underworld, with our suppressed feelings, and bringing up very deep feelings to be brought up into the light of day for transformation and dialogue. And a lot of this is about some of the trauma that we're seeing in the world, calling it up, bringing it out, speaking about it, transforming it, not leaving it in the shadows. And this particular configuration is also a lot about empowering the feminine to speak very deeply her truths. And this has been around throughout the year. And, you know, when Jupiter went into Scorpio, which is amplifying the hidden realms and you know, getting us to look at things that we don't often look at and communicating it, is when the Me Too movement was born. And I think that another movement's going to be born around protecting children and not allowing systematic child abuse to occur, in our nation, not without speaking about it, not without, you know, bringing it out into the open and saying no. So those are the main energies that I wanted to talk to you about around summer solstice. And what I'd like to just say again is, how can you use the energies, this portal of light that's opening, to invite in more of what you want to see around safety, support, and love coming into this world, protecting those who are vulnerable, calling in the moon, Libra, conscious equal partnership, honoring all our differences, honoring all the spokes of the wheel, calling community to become empowered, and calling also on the invisible ones to support us in making the shifts that we're all making in our own individual lives and collectively, and also calling in the power of communication and naming things and calling out the shadow, calling out, speaking about what is happening so that we can transmute it, bring it into the light of day, shine the light of the sun on it. So that is what I'd like to share about the summer solstice and the energies of the summer. This summer, we will have a triple eclipse, and I'll talk about that more, which is really very intense. I also want to share with you that throughout the summer, we have a lot of planets retrograde. We have Saturn retrograde, Pluto retrograde, Neptune retrograde, and Mars retrograde. And what that means, I want to specifically talk about Mars retrograde because that's really going to be felt. So Mars goes retrograde about every 2 to 2.5 years. And what that means is actually that Mars is on the same side of the sun as the Earth is, and it's actually closer to Earth than it normally is, and so will appear much brighter in the night sky than we normally see it. So all summer long, we're going to be able to see this big, bright red planet. But Mars is the energy of forward movement, activity, direction, focus, motivation, getting stuff done, you know. And when Mars is retrograde, we can feel the energy shifting direction and slowing down and moving inward. And it really is the time this summer to renew yourself, to restore yourself before throwing yourself into whatever new projects you have. That doesn't mean if you've already set things in motion to begin over the summer that you should be worried about it or anything. It just means that it's probably not a good idea to set something in motion, to think of something totally new to do and set it in motion. You can, but it will probably be frustrating for you because that forward direction is really slowing down and all that energy is moving inward. And so again, it's a really good time to renew yourself before throwing yourself into something and really beginning clarity about what you want. It's a time to reorganize your thoughts, your feelings, your desires, to refocus, rethink, to backtrack, to revisit your plans, to refine them, to repair any thoughts or beliefs or emotions that are needing repairing, and of course, taking time to rejuvenate because there tends to be less vitality and less motivation and less energy, particularly in our nervous systems when Mars is retrograde. So what you want to do, you want to avoid pushing through. You know, if you're tired, don't push through it. Rest. It's a good time to be really gentle with yourself, particularly if you are setting something, we live in a world, so we have to do things. We have jobs, we have workshops that we're teaching, we have things we're doing. And so it might feel like things are stalled or things are slower. And it's very easy to get frustrated because of that. It doesn't mean that nothing happens. It means that there's like speed bumps. And so it's important to be really gentle with yourself during this process. And also during Mars retrogrades, there does tend to be a time of frustration. And mostly because things aren't moving as fast as you'd like. And also a lot of anger seeds out during Mars retrograde. So it's important to be aware of that and to ground yourself. And, you know, again, I want to just say again, take time this summer to restore and rejuvenate. With so many planets in retrograde motion, you know, when Saturn is retrograde, it is time to renew your plans, to relook at them, to rethink them, same thing, to repair, to revitalize, to kind of gain clarity. So that at the end of the summer, when so many of these planets are moving direct, you are ready. You know what you want. You have the energy to do it. You haven't pushed through in places when you should have taken time to rest, or you haven't moved forward before you really thought things through and were clear about it. So it's really time to gain clarity and also to heal, because with this Chiron energy in the summer solstice chart, it is a summer where we're going to be doing some really deep healing. And a lot of feelings will come up this summer with three eclipses. So I will be speaking about these eclipses later on in July, talking a little bit about more about Mars retrograde and revisiting any of these themes that were brought up. I also want to direct you to, I'm going to include a link to the talk that I gave about Taurus moving into Uranus. And so that will be, will be a link to that, as well. And, one of the things that I said in that talk is I referenced, you know, that if our job is to become fragrant flowers and to really let our fragrance come into the world, that even if we're surrounded by poisonous vines, we can't let that stop us from blossoming and becoming more of what we came here to be. And it is, and with this time, this summer of taking time to heal and taking time to restore, it's also time to root yourself into the soil of your life and ask yourself, what kind of a flower do I want to be? And how do I want to open? And so anyway, I will just leave you with that thought. And for those of you who are local, the next Bliss Cafe will be Wednesday, July 11th, and we'll have a Bliss Cafe. And then afterwards, I will do a talk about the eclipses that will be coming up throughout the summer. And then on Thursday, July 19th at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a spirit medicine healing circle. All are welcome to come to that as well, even if it is new for you. So take care and many solstice blessings to you.